I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the Vatican. The two leaders met for 35 minutes and discussed, quote, the political and social situation in the region, marked by different conflicts and the consequent humanitarian crises. They spoke about the need to build better trust between Palestinians and Israelis. President Rivlin gifted the Pope a small sculpture replicating the walls of the Old City of Jerusalem, and the Pope gave the President a large medallion that represented wheat being able to grow in the desert. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to return the White House press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta. In his ruling, Judge Timothy Kelly stated that Acosta suffered, quote, irreparable harm from the administration's decision to ban him and dismissed the administration's statement that CNN could send other reporters to cover the White House in Acosta's place. Judge Kelly also granted CNN's request for a temporary restraining order. Despite the ruling, CNN's lawsuit against the Trump administration over Acosta's press credentials will continue. The suit claims that suspending Acosta's pass violated his First and Fifth Amendment rights. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is proposing major changes to the way colleges handle sexual misconduct complaints. The changes add protections for students accused of assault and more strictly define the kinds of cases that schools would have to investigate. Schools would only be required to look into complaints that occurred on campus or other areas the school oversees, and only if those complaints were reported to campus officials that have the authority to take action. Students that are accused of sexual misconduct will have the right to review all the evidence the school collects and cross-examine their accusers through a representative. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has been ordered by a civil court to return almost 2 million euro plus interest and legal fees to his brother, Father Lorenzo Vigano. Archbishop Vigano managed the inheritance for himself and his brother after their father passed away in 1961. Father Vigano had filed suit against his brother a number of times, but this was the first result with a ruling. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.